The working group was convened by an act of the Indiana General Assembly, which has taken an interest in how regional campuses of IU, Purdue, and Ivy Tech are serving students. But IPFW Faculty Senate Chairman Andy Downs, a member of the group, says he voted against the 50-plus page document because it has an unwelcome air of inevitability.
Instead, it was language like implementation teams and transition teams, and those sorts of phrases were used. And I think that implies that some things were a done deal that they're not.
Well, it's clearly not a done deal.
Purdue Trustees Chairman Michael Berghoff also chaired the working group. He says the legislature would not have been well served if his team had produced just a feasibility study.
Feasibility studies and assessment studies usually result in long-term exercises that don't produce any action or result.
Berghoff says IPFW faculty, staff, and students who will sit on the so-called implementation teams can suggest that some of the tenets of the document should be changed, but he does not think they will have the power to reject it outright. For WBAA News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.